Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is National Detroit Weekly, local, national, international news and opinion commentary from the Motor City. My name is Michael Van Tool. Thank you for joining me tonight. National Detroit Weekly is issued every week, generally available on Wednesday, but sometimes I go ahead and record it on Tuesdays so that it can be available to you first thing Wednesday morning. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by the Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River in Detroit and the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. Again, thank you so much for joining us here on National Detroit Weekly tonight. We have an exciting program. Of course, you know we're in the middle of our summer vacation series, and we have covered some vacation spots for you this summer so that you can choose from. But we've talked about Panama. We've talked about Hawaii, Bermuda, Mexico. This city, the city that I'm going to talk about tonight, is so well known. It's so entrenched in the world that it transcends even the notoriety of many countries, and that is the city of London, United Kingdom. That's our topic tonight, London. It's almost like in years past, it's almost been like a city state. But we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. But National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by the Ellis Funeral Home, a family serving families. That's the Ellis Funeral Home, 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, serving all faiths. At the Ellis Funeral Home, we are a family serving families with dignity and quality care at affordable prices. So go online at ellisfuneralhomeinc.com or call 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River between Lhasa and Telegraph is a family serving families. The law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker represent leadership, loyalty, and longevity. Pascal, Tashman, and Walker are experts in professional negligence and malpractice, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters, family law, business litigation, and civil rights. Pascal, Tashman, and Walker is a full-service law firm that's been committed for over 40 years to providing the best possible legal services to meet your specific needs. Pascal, Tashman, and Walker represents individuals in Michigan and throughout the United States. They are members of the Michigan and American Association of Justice. Their attorneys are honored by the County of Wayne, State of Michigan, for their outstanding record of advocacy for low-income and moderate-income people. They have been listed in the Detroit News Super Lawyers section in the field of medical malpractice. They're members of the Million and Multi-Million Dollar Advocates Forum. And like I said, 40 years representing people of all ages, religions, and ethnic backgrounds. Call my attorney, Cliff Pascal, at Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. The number is 248-353-7750. I really appreciate the solid team of supporters for National Detroit Weekly, including my buddy Joe the Tailor over in Southfield. He has a special message for you. Joe the Tailor does professional alterations for men and women, along with custom suit tailoring and expert advice. If you're getting ready for a prom or a wedding, they got brand new suits waiting for you, a stylish array of tuxedos and handkerchiefs, shirts and ties, belts and sucks, cufflinks and blazers. Dry cleaning services are also available at Jill the Tailor. The prices are reasonable and affordable, and the service is fast and friendly, and in some cases, the very same day. So look your best. Don't be stressed. Call Jill the Tailor at 248-351-0004. You know, Jill the Tailor can be your fashion consultant. You're looking for accessories to enhance your style. He's got it. He can hook you up. Joe the Tailor is located at 25853 Lasser between 10 Mile and Civic Center Drive in Southfield. So look your best. Don't be a hot mess. Call Joe the Tailor, 248-351-0004. I'm so glad that I've got Michigan's number one roofer with us here on National Detroit Weekly. American Standard Roofing has certified crews ready to come out and give you a free estimate. They'll email it to you. They've got financing available. As I said, free estimates. They also have the finest, most durable materials. They got a design center. They also do gutters, siding. So call Arnie and tell him you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. The number is 248-350-2323. Again, that is 248-350-2323, American Standard Roofing. And just let them know you heard it right here on National Detroit Weekly. Detroit Industrial Cleaners, Mr. Brian gave me this note. He said, if your building needs cleaning, call Detroit Industrial Cleaners because they will get it done no matter the size of your property, from 5,000 square feet to 1,000,000 square feet. It doesn't matter. Call them for a fair bid on places like schools, offices, and churches. They have the references to back them up. They'll show it to you. They do setup and breakdowns of floor and furniture. They have floor care programs. They remove garbage and debris when they're done. They have deep clean sanitizing. And, yes, they do windows. Insurance and bonding on site. Call Mr. Brian at 313-333-3360, Detroit Industrial Cleaners. Here's the number again for the Industrial Cleaners, Detroit Industrial Cleaners, 313-333-3360. And then finally, before I make my first comment of the evening, the Miss Black Fit and Fine contest is coming up in September, but they're still taking a contestant. So if you want to apply for a contestant to be a contestant in the Miss Black Fit and Fine beauty pageant, the next official contestant search is Saturday, June 3rd at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. That's 22080 West 10 Mile Road in Southfield. It's a $20 initial application fee, and if you accept it, they'll let you know what happens next. But the contestant search is Saturday, June 3rd from 12 noon to 5 p.m. at Rolani's Boutique, 22080 West 10 Mile Road in Southfield. The pageant itself is going to be on Saturday, September 16th, but they're looking for the contestants now. If you want more information about this pageant, that you'll be competing for titles and great prizes, the number is 248-796-7071. Again, 248-796-7071. All right. Of course, we just finished with this, 9-day tour of the Middle East. A 9-day tour, Saudi Arabia, with President Trump, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Italy, Brussels, and of course the White House is calling it a success. I'm calling it, what do you call it, an unmitigated failure, a complete failure. That's what I call it, a complete failure. Number one, because it was an unbalanced trip, because in Saudi Arabia, the president is being very cordial, friendly, helpful with Saudi Arabia. But our friends, like the French and the British, get the cold treatment. Like I said, it was an inconsistent trip. And it was a failure as far as I'm concerned, and our relationship with Europe has suffered in the last 9 days, enough that the French and the British, I mean the French and the Germans, well, the British were already upset. Europe, our European partners are upset with the direction that Donald Trump has taken this country. And the German president, Angela Merkel, I think she's right. They're going to have to start charting their own direction, because there is no direction coming out of Washington, D.C. And now that Mr. Trump is back and trying to get a hold of this uncontrolled, scandalous White House, there's really nothing to show that he can get things under control, because they have not been under control. Of course, the communications director resigned today. So I don't know what the message is going to be going forward, but it's chaos as far as I'm concerned. And 8 to 12 months I would give before we would need to look at who can replace, who's next in line, which, of course, is Vice President Mike Pence. But I think the trip was a failure. It was inconsistent. Our relationships have suffered as a result of Mr. Trump's comments, actions, and lack of decision-making. He's got some major decisions that haven't been made, things like the climate control issue that the Europeans are waiting for him to make a decision on. He hasn't made a decision on the FBI director yet. And he's lost message. He's off message. Who talks about coal miners anymore, putting coal miners to work? Who talks about repeal and replace Obamacare? Who talks about the wall? Nothing's going on. Who's talking about and building a strategy for tax reform? Remember that one-page tax thing that the other day? What a complete failure. And unfortunately, the problem with the chaos going on at the White House now is serious, because our friends and enemies are able to plan and take advantage of this country right now. And I just hope that we can get that White House situation under control and get somebody in there that is wise, smart, and intelligent, that can run this country. But right now, I forgot how many investigations are going on right now. I think it's at least half a dozen, probably more. And now we've got Jared Kushner. I don't know what his role is, but now he is been exposed that he has been in many contacts with Russian officials, and even asked to set up a back channel communications, the grid, with the Russians in control of the environment of communications, which is just crazy. So let's hurry up and get some adults in the White House. You know, the president didn't even answer questions from the press over the past 9 days while he was gone. He didn't. All the other leaders were answering questions, having press conferences, and we have been left in the dark here in this country. We got to get our act together, and I hope that the Republicans are, I trust that the Republicans are moving forward right now and making some wise decisions, if not out front, at least behind the scenes, so that we can get this White House, get this country back on track. Like I said, at this point, I think we got the worst of the choice here for the out of the 17 Republicans that ran for president. Why did we end up with the worst? I think anybody else would have been better than what we've got right now. But you can always make comments and let me know. By the way, just so that you'll have the number, if you're not able to call in tonight, that the number is 657 657-383-0565. Again, 657-383-0565. So that, you know, if you're hearing this and it's a recording, you'll know the next time when you log onto the show. Just go into my Facebook page and you'll get an update. Go to my Facebook page, Michael Van Tulle. The last name is V-A-N, capital T-U-L-L. It's two words. So just go to my Facebook page, Michael Van Tulle, and you will see my updates and reminders for the next recording live version of National Detroit Weekly. And so you are listening to National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Tulle. Thank you for joining us this evening. We're in the middle of our summer vacation series. I'm trying to give you some ideas on where to go this summer for vacation. So we've already covered Mexico, Bermuda, Hawaii, Panama, and tonight we're talking about the UK, United Kingdom, specifically London. There's so much history in London itself. It's so much of a cosmopolitan international city that I couldn't do it justice by just mentioning it in one sentence. I know in the other places on our vacation series, we talked about the actual country, but this city is so electric. It's so big. It's so exciting. There's so much history that I had to cover, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So there's more than one way you can click in and listen on blogtalkradio.com/ND as in National Detroit Weekly. And so you can just search for National Detroit Weekly or Michael Van Tulle or Detroit, and it'll come up, National Detroit Weekly. And then, of course, you can call in at 657-383-0565. So there are other ways you can listen to and participate in the program. You know, credit is becoming one of those issues where almost everything is dependent on it now. You know, if you apply for insurance, they run your credit. If you apply for a mortgage or a car loan, they run your credit. You know, if you go for apply for a job now, they run your credit. You can, you know, not get a job because of a low credit score. And of course, when you're traveling, hotel, car rental, travel costs, you need a credit card with you, so you need good credit. So First Financial, their mission is to provide the highest quality services for their clients to achieve their financial goals. And, you know, they can let you know and guarantee you that your credit score will jump up in the first. And I'm not talking about by a couple of points. I'm talking about 50, 100, 150 points or more in the first few months. First Financial guarantees that when they're done repairing your credit, you'll look better to the banks, the lenders, and the creditors who determine your purchase power. They have 15 years of experience. Call Diane Gill at First Financial. First Financial is located in Southfield, and they do provide a number of services that help restore you and get you back. So Diane Gill is the credit repair specialist at First Financial, and the number is 248-327-7965. Again, 248-327-7965. Diane Gill, get your credit back on track. Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, if you are a candidate, you're running for the first time, you want to start learning the game and you want to get your foot in the door, you want to be taken seriously, go to MichiganOcean.com, set up an appointment with a representative so that you can have a client interview and consultation and get your campaign started today. If you're a business owner and you need some business resources, referrals that can help your company go, you need to be connected to local and national lenders, use our database and we can help your company grow. And then, of course, Michigan Ocean is a radio and advertising sales team. We can create an AerioNex commercial. We can even produce an AerioNex radio or TV show. So go to MichiganOcean.com or call 248-516-8300. Some loan applications are free. Most services are sold as a package. Michigan Ocean is media, marketing, public relations, and consulting. The number is 248-516-8300. It's located in Southfield at Northwestern and Evergreen. Or go to MichiganOcean.com and go all the way up with Michigan Ocean. Before we go to our topic, our summer vacation series for the night, I just have one more note to cover with you before we move on, and that is African Fashions and More. When you walk into African Fashions at 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park, here's what you'll find: a splash of color, authentic, colorful African fabrics, expert fashion designers on site, low and reasonable prices, direct-to-public merchandise, experienced craftsmanship to help create your individual style and outfit. Call African Fashions and More, 248-951-2363. Again, 248-951-2363. And that's African Fashions and More, because they got more. All right. Well, this is National Detroit Weekly, and we're in the middle of our summer vacation series, and you know, like I said, we've covered a number of places, but what I really want to do is try to help you decide on where you're going to go this summer. London, as I would say, our topic tonight is London, England, London, UK. And, you know, sometimes I like to give a little bit of history, but London has an extensive history. Records go back to about 43 A.D. Can you imagine? 43 A.D. That's how far back. The Romans founded London way back then. And so it was, you know, they invaded, crossed the River Thames and invaded Britain back in 43 A.D. and found that the water surrounding London was deep enough for ocean-going ships back then and safe from German raiders. Well, at that time it was called Germanic raiders. But they built their city near the bridge that they used to cross the River Thames, and where they built that bridge, London. And the early settlement at London did not have stone walls, but there must have been a ditch or something and an earth rampart with a wooden palisade on top. You know, London has had experienced fire, plagues, wars, you know, World War II aerial bombardment, terrorist attacks and rioting. London has really had its share. You know, like I said, even the plague. They had the plague. And I guess they've had more than one plague. The population rose pretty rapidly. It was a very good spot to have a city. There were 45,000 people in the second century in way back then. And, of course, it was the largest town in Britain. In the center of London was a forum. This was a square with shops and public buildings arranged around. The most important building in the forum was the Basilica or Town Hall. In Roman London, there were brickworks, potteries, and glassworks. Also, mills for grinding grain and to flour and bakeries. London was also important for wood. You know, grain and metal were exported and luxuries were imported. Things like wine, olive oil, glass, fine pottery, silk, and ivory. Rich citizens had baths in their homes, but there were several public baths near the city gates, you know, because the Romans had a lot of public big baths to socialize. You know, the Romans used to have their baths to socialize, too, not just to wash up, but they used it as a social place. Most people in the town got their water from wells and used cesspools, but there were underground drains to remove the water. You know, there was a major problem. There was a major problem over the years in London of how to keep the water clean because, you know, they didn't have they did not have sewer systems and things like that. Matter of fact, some of the that's why they had some of the plagues because there were so many germs and stuff. I mean, you know, now all that stuff is taken care of now, but they've had problems keeping London safe and clean, the water supply. Some of the places that are popular to go now, of course, is Buckingham Palace, the Tower of London. I mean, you know, we know it because of kind of was used for a jail, but it was a palace at one time and an armory. They even had animals in there. But it was also used as a place to execute people. They executed people in there. They tortured people to death. You know, nowadays, that's one of the biggest attractions in London, the Tower of London, Buckingham Palace, Madame Tussauds, the wax museum. They've got a number of notable wax reproductions at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. The Coca-Cola London Eye, the world's tallest observation wheel. I guess basically you can say it's a Ferris wheel, but it is just huge with a 360-degree view of London. So, you know, that is, those are some of the places. Of course, they have some great gardens. The architecture is great. You know, they've got the double-decker buses. They got the old style taxis. They've got some really interesting, you know, actually in the series that I've done, that's the only place so far that I have not been. But I'd love to go because I want to hear, I want to see and hear the history. You know, just like the Middle East, it's rich in history. Well, London is rich in history with the royal family and all that. You know, going back for generations and generations. They even had, like I said, they've had wars, civil wars. They still find stuff now when they dig to build something. You know, and the architecture is changing. You know, they used to have all those old style buildings, but now London has some of the most advanced artistic architecture you could ever find. So it's really changing, and of course the population has grown drastically. Look, in 1800, the population was almost a million people back in 1800. Several hospitals were founded in London. They've had times over the centuries where, you know, people drank a lot. There was a time when gin was very popular because it was very cheap and the poor could easily get a good drink with cheap gin. This was back in the 1800s. So gin, they had to try to have some controls over it. Gin was so popular back in the 1700s. In the 1900s, the population grew to 6 million in 1900. The population of London grew from 1 million up to 6 million from 1800 to 1900. And they've had the London Railway. The epidemics I was telling you about, they had cholera back in 1831, a number of things were invented. They've had fires there. I mean, it just goes back. But when you add all these things up, it really brings you to a very storied and exciting London for 2017. Unfortunately, yes, they've suffered some terrorism, but London is pretty strong. You know, we had the Manchester bombing recently at the concert, but London suffered badly during the Second World War. I mean, remember, the Germans bombed the city back in World War II. 20,000 people were killed in that bombing blitz from Germany. They even fired missiles at London that killed 3,000 people. So London has really been through some things, I tell you. London has really been through a lot. They've got bridge was the first thing that was built way back when it was first conquered a long time ago, and they've got dozens and dozens of bridges there now. In the early 1970s, when London was still prospering, the government tried to reduce congestion by encouraging companies to move out to the provinces. You know, they've tried to get a control on that population. The recession came in the 70s, and a number of companies looked for ways to cut costs. One way was to leave London with its high rents and high labor costs. So a lot of the suburbs around London began to flourish as a result. But, you know, at the beginning of the 21st century, London grew rapidly, even more. The London Authority was created in 2000, the same year that the Tate Modern opened in a former power station. Furthermore, the London Eye opened to the public in 2000. In 2012, a new building was opened in London called the Shard. Also in 2012, the Olympics were held in London, confirming its status of one of the world's greatest cities. In 2016, the number of visitors to London hit a record. Listen to this. Of 37.3 million, making it one of the most visited cities in London. If you're planning a European holiday, which is what this is all about now, if you're planning a visit to London, it's important to know what to bring. Research that before you go, before you get on that flight. Today, the population in London is 8.6 million. Get that? Today. In London, the population is 8.6 million. So it's still popular today. You know, I like some things out of London and United Kingdom, things like Cadbury and chocolates, and Cadbury chocolates and caramel chocolates and things, you know, like those Werther originals. I like the Round Tree candies. Fish and chips. I love fish and chips. Fish and chips is a staple in London. Jaguar Motor Cars out of London. James Bond, that's his hometown. It has, you know, London has a rich and storied and controversial history. You know, now there's a number of immigrants from the Caribbean and from the Middle East flooding into London and working, and sometimes sometimes it doesn't work out that smoothly with the different ethnic groups, with the traditional lifestyles that people are used to in London. So that's been some difficult to get used to. But, you know, London, along with the UK, was once a superpower. London's still a superpower. You know, the UK used to rule the waters. The United Kingdom used to reach to South Africa, North Africa, North America, the Middle East, Canada. And that's why London has been there, and that's why where it is now, and that's why it's as popular as it is now. I also like some of the mustard dressings out of London, like chow chow. It's a mustard topping that you can use on different hot, you know, cooked foods. The music now is integrated. You know, now that there's so many different ethnic groups in London, the music has changed. But, you know, the music was always worldwide music from the Beatles back then. As I said, the architecture. Heathrow Airport, one of the busiest airports in the world, is in London. So there's a lot of things. You know, it's, like I said, I know it started off a little bit rough, London. There's some... you know, it's had some bad times. It's had some bad times. I guess that's one of those things you can actually study, you know, world history and become an expert on what London history in UK. But there's a lot there for you. So I hope this you can add this. You can go back for the past four shows now, and you can listen and find out some of the different places that you can go and travel this summer. Like I said, I want to get out, and I'm going to get out and travel a little bit myself this summer. But it's something that you must do, and that is travel. So I hope this little report on London helps you make a decision. You know, there's a lot of history. You will be out sightseeing every day if you could. There's so much history, and that's basically what I'm trying to say. This has more history than anywhere that I know of. London has more history than almost any city I've ever heard of. So I'm trying to get there. I'm hoping to get there. Well, I know I will get there soon. And I hope you get a chance to put this on your bucket list. Get to London. Make sure you got your passport. Find out everything you need. Find out what you can take, what you can't take, you know, because it is one of those, Heathrow is one of those airports that kind of connects, like New York. You can basically fly in and out of Heathrow to anywhere in the world. And it's one of those places where, you know, you're going to make a connecting flight. So once you get to London, you're on your way to where anywhere you want to go. Every kind of airline flies into London's Heathrow Airport. It's very busy, and what an exciting place! It's an exciting place, London in the UK, United Kingdom, and of course, don't forget to stop by Buckingham Palace. Downing Street, where the Prime Minister is, and you know the scenery. Like I said, the flowers, the flower gardens, the botanical gardens, just historic and just great. It's great. I'm just losing. I just don't know what other words I could use to describe how great and exciting London is. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly. We're in the middle of our summer vacation series. Tonight it was on London, England. My name is Michael Van Tool. Thank you for joining us. I just want to give some thank yous to those supporters of National Detroit Weekly, like Pascal Tashman and Walker, auto and truck accidents, workers' compensation, Social Security benefits, veterans, medical, birth injuries, child custody, child support, employment law, business litigation, probate and estate planning, criminal and DUI defense, bankruptcy, all from the experts at Pasco, Tashman & Walker, 248-353-7750. Senior care transportation, you know what? And it's not even just for seniors anymore. Senior care have expanded their coverage and have a brand new fleet of vehicles. Call now to reserve your car or van for to any location for any event, work, or pleasure. The number for senior care transportation is 844-728-4433. Again, 844-728-7433. My thanks to Detroit Industrial Cleaners, 313-333-3360. Again, 313-333-3360. They will get it done at Detroit Industrial Cleaners. MichiganOcean.com. If you're a business owner, if you're a candidate and you need some assistance with your campaign or your business, call and talk it over with an expert at MichiganOcean.com or call 248-516-8300, especially for those candidates who are running for the first time. Can learn to get in the race at a fraction of the cost. Don't waste your money. If you want to learn the game, learn it from MichiganOcean.com. Diane Gill, the credit repair specialist. If you want to increase your credit score, you want to start being able to get credit cards and get your finances back in order and improve your credit score, call Diane Gill. She's a credit repair specialist at First Financial. The number is 248-327-7965. The Miss Black Fit and Fine, the contestant search. There's one coming up on Saturday, June 3rd, 2017, at Rolani's Boutique, 22080 West 10 Mile Road in Southfield. American Standard Roofing, Michigan's number one roofer with a design center. They also do gutters, skylights, and siding. They use Detroit's finest, most durable materials. Certified crews, free estimates, and financing is available at American Standard Roofing, 248-350-2323. Thanks, Joe the Tailor. Joe the Tailor does professional alterations for men and women and custom suit tailoring and expert advice. They also have dry cleaning services available. The prices are reasonable and affordable. Service is fast and friendly. In some cases, the same day. Call Joe the Tailor, 248-351-0004. The Ellis Funeral Home, a family serving family with dignity, quality care at affordable prices. The Ellis Funeral Home is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, serving all faiths. The Ellis Funeral Home, we are family serving families with dignity and quality care at affordable prices. Go online at ellisfuneralhomeinc.com or call 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River between Lasser and Telegraph. The Ellis Funeral Home, a family serving families. Well, you know, I really enjoyed sitting here with you, talking with you tonight, talking about London, my little commentary about Donald Trump's trip to the Middle East. It's been a pleasure. Normally, I record the shows on Tuesdays, sometimes on Wednesdays, but basically, the show is available every Wednesday. But, you know, like tonight, it's available tonight. It's available now. On blogtalkradio.com/ndweekly, National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Tool. The call-in number, so when we do it live, The call-in number is 657-383-0565. Or you can go online to blogtalkradio.com/NDWeekly, National Detroit Weekly. And that's how you can, you know, log on to the program. You can also go on, call in, you know, or go online. So you can do it either way and listen to the program. You can also go on my Facebook page, and the reminders will be there. My Facebook page, look it for it, Michael Van Tull, V-A-N, capital T-U-L-L. So it's, my last name is two words. And then you can find it on Facebook, and then, you know, you'll get the regular updates. Because, like I said, sometimes I do them on Tuesdays, sometimes I do it on Wednesdays. And my thanks to Michigan Ocean Strategy Group for helping to produce National Detroit Weekly. And so I hope you enjoyed today's program. And, you know, we would like you to, you know, tell your friends about it. Call in sometimes. Call in. Right now we're doing our summer vacation series. Tonight was on London. But, you know, we're going to run it, run our vacation series for the next couple of months. By the time the summer vacation is over, we'll run it right through the summer. So, you know, it's going to be something different every week. We're going to have something different. So I'm so glad that you're here. And, you know, just hit me up on Facebook. If you want to email me at jazzpoetmichael@gmail.com. Again, that's jazzpoetmichael@gmail.com. And, you know, drop me a line or call in or on the program. I really, really appreciate it. But I appreciate our supporters and our sponsors and the producer, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. You know, and let me just talk about Michigan Ocean for a little while, because that's something I never really talk about too much. I formed Michigan Ocean because to make sure that people who were in business or running for office were able to do things at reasonable prices. You know, there are so many companies out here that as soon as you're in business or you're running for an office, you know, those two are really important things to people. Those are big items, running for office or doing your business. And there are just so many companies out here ready to pounce on you just because they know you want to invest what you should properly invest to build your business or to, you know, make sure your goals and your career is successful and your goals are met. And so there are people out here ready to pounce on you, you know. Let me put it this way. My lawnmower wasn't working. And last summer, I tried to start it, even like hurt myself trying to start it, you know. I think I pulled a muscle. And I just bought the lawnmower not too long prior to that. And I was wondering what could be wrong. So, you know, I had to, of course, get someone else to cut the grass. And it was hard to catch up with them sometimes. Of course, I had to pay them and all that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, I went and took my lawnmower to a lawnmower repair shop, and they said that, you know, it's about $100 to bring it in and take a look at it. But I know you can buy another lawnmower for $100 or, you know, $125, $130. So that didn't make any sense to me. You know, I just couldn't believe that they would want to charge me over $100 to check out basically a relatively new lawnmower. I mean, you know, it wasn't no warranty kind of situation. I had it for maybe 1 or 2 years, okay? But that was the issue, that they wanted to charge me to fix it. And then, of course, the charge to get a new one, that would have been, you know, a comparable one. I just didn't want to go through all that. But somebody told me, actually my brother-in-law said, Mike, why don't you check the filter or the spark plug? So guess what? I went out, got a new filter. Cost about $5. It still didn't start. I went, replaced the spark plug, put the new spark plug in, and it started right up, and I cut the grass immediately. What I'm trying to say is, if you know, there are people out here ready to take advantage of you, tell you how much that you have to pay them for something, and it's not a fair price. Most of it is gouging, and most of it is a ripoff. So what I wanted to do, I didn't think it made sense to go pay a couple of $100 to get my lawnmower fixed or get a new lawnmower. I didn't want to do that. And my bet paid off, because it's with a $4 piece, new spark plug for $4. I saved a lot of hassle. I wish I would have thought about that at the very beginning. But long story to get to this, that's why I wanted, I know you forgot what I was talking about. That's why I wanted to create Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, because I wanted to offer people who were running for office and who were trying to start their own business an opportunity to get things done at a lower price. So things like telemarketing, things like helping you find clients, sponsors for something, helping to create documents, assist with script speeches, things like that to get even campaign help for candidates at a lower price than you would for those big-time consultants that charge you, Look, some of these campaigns, the campaign manager gets paid, $5,000 a month. It's some of those congressional seats and some of the national seats. Michigan Ocean, yes, we're experts, and I've helped candidates before, and I've helped businesses before. But I don't do it where you're taking everything that they've got. Not necessary. It's really not necessary. That's what Michigan Ocean does. Go to MichiganOcean.com, set up, you can send a request. We can set up a client interview at our Southfield offices, and we can look at what we can do to help your campaign or help your business to grow. There's a lot we can do, and we don't have to do it with thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a month like some of these other companies. We can do it for a lot less. The smart people know that Michigan Ocean can help you get a serious professional campaign going for a fraction of the cost. Look, now, if you want to go big, we can, because there's a concierge package offered through Michigan Ocean for candidates that covers car, SUV and a driver for special events, appearances like debates and interviews and speeches and election night, things like that, so we can go big too. So, but we can go all the way up with, and that's our slogan, go all the way up with Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Go to MichiganOcean.com or call 248-516-8300, or go to MichiganOcean.com, check out the website. Again, my thanks to the Ellis Funeral Home, a family serving families. That's the Ellis Funeral Home, 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, serving all faiths. at the Ellis Funeral Home, we are a family serving families with dignity and quality care at affordable prices. Go online at ellisfuneralhomeinc.com or call 313-535-8800. The Ellis Funeral Home on Grand River between Lasser and Telegraph, a family serving families. Pasco, Tashman, and Walker, they are the pastor's choice, specializing in serving pastors, churches, and congregations with excellence in legal representation. They are intimately aware of your needs and stand ready to serve you. They are experts in leadership, loyalty, and longevity. Pasco, Tashman, and Walker, the number is 248-353-7750. You know, First Financial are experts in getting your credit back on track. And I know some of you have been putting it off, but, you know, as I was saying, you know, they pull your credit now for insurance when you want to buy insurance. They pull your credit, of course, for car loans and mortgages and, you know, any other type of loan, they pull your credit. They pull your credit if you apply for a job, if you want to go work. Anywhere. They pull your credit now. You can be declined for employment. You can lose your job because of bad credit. If you want to go on vacation, rent a car, travel costs, hotel, you're going to need a credit card. So you're going to need to have good credit. First Financial, our mission is to provide the highest quality services for our clients to achieve their financial goals. You know, whether your concerns about credit repair, tax filing, or even loan modification services, rest assured you're in touch with the right people at First Financial. Our team of financial experts is comprised of some of the most experienced professionals in the industry, and we are dedicated to helping you get back on the road again to financial stability. You know, in today's lifestyle, credit plays an increasingly large part in our everyday lives. Therefore, it's most important to maintain satisfactory credit. But in these trying economic times, bad things can happen to good people, and even minor credit imperfections can make many getting a home loan or credit card at a very high interest rate very difficult. It may require you to put down security for many different services. You know, you got to put down a deposit. Your rates are going to be higher. You can even affect whether you or not you get a promotion or a better job or even the job itself. So why not put your credit in the hands of people who can turn any credit score into a higher score? Call Diane Gill at First Financial. She's a credit repair specialist, 248-327-7965. I want to thank you. My name is Michael Van Til. I want to thank you for joining us here on National Detroit Weekly, issued every Tuesday and Wednesday right here live from the Motor City. Thank you for joining in with me tonight. Thank you for being a part of our summer vacation series on London tonight. And I hope that that can help you decide on where you're going to go this summer. Or maybe we're in time to plan for next summer. But this is National Detroit Weekly and news, commentary, opinions, the summer vacation series this year, 2017. I want to thank you for joining me tonight right here on National Detroit Weekly on Blog Talk Radio. My thanks to the Ellis Funeral Home and thanks to Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, 248-516-8300. Thank you all. Love you. Thank you for joining me. I had a great time tonight. We'll see you next week. Thank you.